From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about more benefits for the ghost ship, a utopian San Francisco and comedy for New Year's Eve. That's good because my co-host David Wiegand will assure you there's no comedy here on The Do List, at least not when I'm responsible for it.
Not intentionally.
That's right. Anyway, we're previewing a few New Year's Eve shows so you can plan ahead and get a ticket. So let's start with a star of stage, screen, and concert hall.
Had some things to deal with. My mind was plagued, I was sick. 25 years of this endless cycle of discontent, coupled with a relationship, took all my focus. I started to slip. Then when you ended it, I regrouped and got back my.
That's Titus Burgess. He's the co-star on the Netflix show The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Very funny on that show, and he's singing with the San Francisco Symphony on New Year's Eve with Jane Krakowski, one of his co-stars from Unbreakable.
I know. All we need is Tina Fey, right?
Yeah. Well, that's who brought them together, I guess.
I know, exactly. No, that's really, that's an amazing double bill. I mean, the symphony always, you know, brings in some major talent. And this year, they're really mixing it up with some new people, people who we haven't seen before here. And this is a big get, to get Titus and Jane together. It should be a great evening of song and obviously comedy.
And that's New Year's Eve at Davie Symphony Hall, Titus Burgess and Jane Krakowski with the San Francisco Symphony. And we've got a couple more sure laughs on New Year's Eve. First, Paula Poundstone is doing her offbeat brand of family comedy. I guess that's what you'd call it.
Yeah, she's an incredible comic. And, you know, she sort of came of age here performing in The Hate, and Robin Williams discovered her sort of and helped her career a lot in the early days. And, you know, she had some rough patches here and there, but all of this just feeds her comic sensibility, which is extraordinary. She is a survivor in this business, and deservedly so. She's going to be at the Norris Auditorium on New Year's Eve, and that should be a fantastic way to say goodbye to 2016.
Yeah. Many people will be saying good riddance. And there's another comedy show featuring local performers. Priya Prasad hosts Brava New Year's Eve Comedy Fiesta with headliners Marga Gomez and Tom Amiano, again, New Year's Eve at the Brava Theater. That's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing America the Beautiful, and that song is on the program for the Opera San Jose's Veterans Chorus. This is a kind of a very ambitious program that San Jose Opera is launching. They've done a kind of star search for military veterans to join a chorus, and they're doing a holiday concert.
That's right, they are, and it really is in commemoration of a couple of things. I mean, first of all, the next year would be the 100th anniversary of when the U.S. entered World War I, but it also recognizes a particular moment during World War I when both the Allies and the Germans just put down their weapons and had a truce, a Christmas Day truce, to come together and recognize their commonality, that they, you know, this was Christmas and a time for peace.
Opera San Jose's Veterans Chorus performs Christmas carols and other songs tonight at the Trianon Theater in San Jose. William Scott is a terrific artist who paints utopian cityscapes where San Francisco becomes a place called Praise Frisco. It's a community of love and harmony. Scott is developmentally disabled, and he's painted for years at Creative Growth in Oakland, a nonprofit for people with learning disabilities. And Scott is getting a show of his work in San Francisco, and Creative Growth director Tom DeMaria says it's about being home for the holidays.
But it also brings up issues around displacement and families. And a lot of our people, it's a really difficult time for them. Some of them don't know their families. Some of them are challenged by, you know, a time when they're supposed to be happy and they can feel alone. But William Scott's work is so amazing because he really depicts this utopian reality and fantasy. He's the nicest guy on the planet. He wants to make the city perfect and clean and wholesome so that people's lives will be better.
Creative Growth's Tom DeMaria talking about William Scott. And the gallery 836M on Montgomery in San Francisco is opening a show of Scott's work on Monday, and it continues through the end of January. And you can see some of William Scott's work and that of many of his colleagues at the gallery at Creative Growth on 24th Street in Oakland. And those are both cheap thrills. Like most art galleries, admission is free. And David, you wanted to talk about another gallery that
does
similar work.
Yeah, you also should stop by the NIAID Gallery in Richmond. I've visited many, many times. Artists with developmental difficulties, but extraordinary talent and extraordinary spirit. And this is where I would go Christmas shopping this year. The art is wonderful.
Yeah, NIAID and Creative Growth. Some music now from a band playing a ghost ship benefit. That's the Adam AIDS. They're part of the lineup with Dirty Denim and others, and a benefit for families and friends of those who died at the Ghost Ship fire. David, I think, you know, we're seeing the effects of this terrible event in music and the art communities. Still, it's going to be going on for months.
I think it'll go on for a very, very long time, and there are a lot of events that are happening. I think part of the reason, obviously, is to raise money to benefit the families, but also because this is a place for artists to gather, people who love the arts to gather and express themselves, and this is another opportunity to do that.
The Adam Age and Dirty Denim headline a show at the Starry Plow in Berkeley tonight. It's a benefit for the Ghost Ship fire, and there's a free event at the Chapel of the Chimes in Oakland starting Sunday at 11 a.m. 4 hours of music and meditation for those we've lost in the music world this year. And this will feature Kitka, the Temple of Light Georgian Community Choir, the William Winant Percussion Group, Samuel Carl Adams, that's John Adams' son, Pamela Z, Edward Shocker, and the Thingamajigs. Sarah Cahill will be there, Volte, and many more. Again, that's 11 a.m. on Sunday at the Chapel of the Chimes. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. Details for all the shows we've mentioned and our podcast are at the Do List online at kqbd.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQBD.